HiBridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Girl in the Garden by Melanie Wallace, read by Elise Arsenault. 1974. Mabel. Mabel knew before the girl came to speak with her what she'd say. That the man who hadn't so much as posed as the girl's husband hadn't returned. And wasn't going to. She, Mabel, had surmised. No, she later told Iris over the phone, correcting herself. Not surmised, but known. From the moment she first saw them, that he'd already washed his hands of her. For when he got out of the car, he disregarded the girl, left her to open the passenger side door and managed to get to her feet, stand with that sleeping infant in her arms. He didn't even glance behind him to check on her, just walked toward the office porch and left her to trail him. Midweek, afternoon, off-season. The autumn air was damp, still, the sky undulate with silken cirrus, under which Mabel had been hanging sheets on the lines between the office and the last of the cabins. Two of those were occupied, four yet to be cleaned and shuttered. Three still ready for any comers. Any, Mabel told herself, but she was nothing if not discerning about whom to rent to and whom to turn away. She'd had years of trial and error, and if the girl hadn't had that baby in her arms, despite not looking much older than a child herself, Mabel would have said, "Sorry, I'm closing up for the season." But there she was.